Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Kind of mentioned earlier this weekend, in terms of being a sports fan, it was kind of a sad weekend because you didn't have NFL on Sunday, right? And so you are going to have the Super Bowl this weekend, but then it gets sad again. It's like no football on Sundays. So what do you turn to? We only have a month until March.
Yeah, college hoops.
And so you get into college hoops, and over the weekend, you know, EB and I both went to University of Maryland. Valdez went to Maryland. Cakes has had all three of his kids attend the University of Maryland at College Park.
Yep.
So a lot of us are vested in the University of Maryland. They had Minnesota this week and just smashed them. So I think they're up to 16 wins or 17 wins. They've been playing much better since they lost
four straight. Yep.
For whatever reason, I'm kind of – because I grew up, before I went to University of Maryland, the first team that I liked was Georgetown. And I grew up liking Patrick Ewing and the Georgetown Hoyas. And I've become invested in Georgetown for some odd reason. It's just I feel bad for him. And I was telling Jason during the break. So I get in my car. My son had a wrestling match, but he had two. It was a try meet, right? So he finishes his first match. And I was like, okay, here's my opportunity to go get some food. And I drove to Subway, which was nearby. And in that time, I put on our station, and I heard Rich Chivotkin, and the Hoyas were up 61-60 against UConn with about 2 minutes left in the game.
Mm-hmm. And it's an Wahab, eternity, by the way.
Huh?
It's an eternity.
Okay, it's fine.
A game.
But and UConn, I think at the beginning of the season, Jason, you can correct me if I'm wrong. They were ranked.
They were in top five at one point.
They were in the top five.
Well, they're still ranked. They were, I think, they're high 20s.
So I'm thinking, okay. This could be a big win for Georgetown and Patrick Ewing. But they're in this situation a lot where they seem to be competitive. And then what happens is Wahab, he misses the front end of 1-1.
Yep.
Somebody on UConn comes down, hits a three. So then they're up by two. And then it just kept going and going. Another loss for Georgetown.
It's unbelievable.
I feel bad.
I mean, I can't even imagine how Coach Ewing feels and all those kids feel every time they wake up. Because the confidence level has to be super low.
Yeah, when you have one conference win, that's the way you're approaching things.
They're 1-31 in the Big East in the last 2 years in the conference. Think about that. Mm-hmm. That's hard to do.
That's near impossible.
That's really hard to do, especially when you're Georgetown and you can sort of attract some really good players from the city. But 1-31.
I'm seeing like the really announced difficult. Attendance at one of their last games was 3,000.
They should host it at McDonough, right? They should stop doing downtown. Build a buzz. What do they seat? About 4,000 people there
at McDonough?
Yeah,
I think it's around there. Maybe less.
I was going to say 3,500. That might be kind of high.
All right,
yeah.
So make it a hot ticket.
I don't know if you can create
it
as a hot ticket when your team is 1-13 in the conference, no matter how small the arena is.
You'd probably get more students.
It would look better. The optics would be better because. It looks terrible when you see shots of Georgetown playing in Capital One Arena that's 80% empty or 90% empty.
It does look
bad. It's a horrible look for what was once a high pedigree program
right. That's
fallen into disrepair.
It's just kind of sad, man.
Do you think, he's got a whole rack of assistants, so they have enough talent that they're somewhat competitive, and then there's
2 minutes to go, they have a lead.
So that's coaching.
Or 6-17.
Like at some point, you're coaching, you're going to hold on to a couple of those. That is coaching. Now, maybe, you know, maybe that's not Patrick's specialty, you know, but you should have an assistant or somebody that can dial
it in. Who knows what the dynamics are? I mean, at some point, your players do have to execute down the stretch.
They do, but at some point, a coach has to win a game.
We're sifting through the wreckage of a plane crash, like a crash that went into the side of a mountain. Yeah. There are no survivors here. They're 1-12 in the conference.
But when I was listening,
you have so many close games.
When I was listening on the radio, though, this is I don't know what they said the attendance was. I'm trying to look it up right now. I mean, they're claiming there were 10,000 people at the last game against
UConn.
They must
have sold a bunch of tickets.
You could hear people in the crowd.
Right.
Oh, really?
Like on the broadcast. Yeah.
Like the joning.
Like you could hear people. I heard somebody say something about Iverson. Like, you're not Iverson or something like that. Like, legitimately.
That's so bad.
Could hear on the broadcast.
You're not Iverson.
Like, I don't even know how Shavatkin does his job because he's got the headphones, but he has to hear that because there's so few people that if you're loud and you're taunting, you're going to get heard on the radio.
All right. Let's go to Ryan in Woodbridge. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, fellas. Good morning. Thanks for getting me through another week of work. Happy birthday, EB.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it. A lot of people are sending me 53 cents on Venmo.
Oh, they are? That's a good bit.
Hey,
like
it adds up.
Yeah. What's up, bud?
What's your Venmo, EB? Maybe I'll send you a little something.
All right. Thank you, brother.
So I know it's not too relevant for the past weekend since Beal got hurt Friday, didn't play Saturday, but overall this season, as much as Kuzma can be frustrating to pay, maybe going forward, at least he's been available. He's been out there. Bradley Beal is the fifth highest paid player in the NBA. We have a 5-year, $250 million deal for this guy.
Yep.
And he just sits on the bench and smiles. We don't hold him accountable as fans. ESPN and those talk shows aren't even talking about him. But at what point are we going to realize that, like, this deal is really just going to set us back for the next 5 years?
I mean,
how do we win?
Like, there's no more realizing when it's going to set in.
You just got to blame two people, Ted Leonsis and Tommy Shepard, because they didn't have to do it. And in the last year of that deal, Bradley Beal is going to – think about this, Ryan. In the last year of that deal, he's going to make $54 million. Well, actually, it might be higher than that.
It's 57.
I think it's 57, think almost 58 million.
Well, what makes it awful is like what he brings is he's just not even available for half the time.
Well, not even that, but I mean, like you were talking about watching him play defense.
Yeah.
He's not going to go all out defensively. He's G'd up.
I think Beal is like any of us. Who wouldn't have put their name on that dotted line?
But,
of course you would.
But the problem is that I feel like us as fans and people in D.C., like, if this was – everybody got mad at Carson Wentz for how he played with the money we paid him. Man, Beal is like – he's getting paid more than Lillard or Giannis or Kawhi. Like, this guy – and he sits out there and he smiles on the damn bench for half the games.
Uh-huh.
He's not even playing.
He didn't tweak his hammy again, did he? What did he do?
He's always hurt.
He hurt his foot.
He hurt his foot.
I just retweeted this possession that I happened to video on Friday. Jason, watch this. What do you think your head coach would have done? Just fixate on Bradley Beal here. You can follow me on Twitter, @GlassJoeJP.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just it was a typical possession. I actually was trying to video Damian Lillard shoot a three because we had that as part of the parlay.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I videoed, he missed.
Looks like your seats are kind of silly.
Seats weren't bad. Thank you to Jim Van Stone, friend of the show.
I mean, it wasn't just Beal. I mean, you've got four
other.
I agree,
all of them.
Yeah,
but Beal literally just watches.
Kuzma's
and his guy gets the rebound. And
his guy gets the putback.
Kuzma could have done a little more, too.
Yes.
Kuzma didn't do anything. Kristaps didn't do anything.
Well, Kristaps at least is out on the perimeter contesting a three.
Yeah.
But there's at least three guys Beal should be blocking out, and the two guys closest, including Kuzma, I'm not sure who's on the weak side, go after a rebound. And that was typical.
The next four seasons, by the way, Bradley Beal is slated to make 46.7, 50, 53.6, and then, I wonder if he's going to pick up this player option, $57.1 million.
So that's what you got, Ryan.
And that's why I would have tried to trade Beal for Kyrie Irving, even though Kyrie's a nightmare. Because, number one, Kyrie's a better player. But number two, even if Kyrie bounced, you get rid of the Beal contract.
Well, why
I'll
would
trade Beal for Brian Scalabrine or something at this point?
Why
I mean,
would the Nets want to take that deal?
They wouldn't.
Why would the who?
Why would the Nets take Bradley Beal's contract?
They wouldn't.
Because they might think that a Beal KD pairing would be competitive.
No KD way. Pairing, they're not going to do that.
KD's flying the coop too. He's getting out of Brooklyn. You think he's staying there after the disaster that's unfolded with Kyrie gone? He's not staying in Brooklyn.
Well, he's another one's having a hard time staying.
There's just no way the Nets would trade for a guy who's going to make $240 million who sometimes he plays, sometimes he doesn't. When he plays, he lets guys get putbacks and doesn't even box them out.
There's just no way.
It's an untradeable contract.
You know what? If I were Bradley Beal, I'd be smiling on the bench too.
Yeah.
If I was getting those checks, wouldn't be able to wipe it off my face.
They can't do deals in the NBA where they pay half the salary to unload the guy. Can they do that? Did they do that in other leagues?
Like a buy?
Sure.
Yeah.
They probably could.
We'll
do it in baseball.
Like the Lakers, we'll pay half of it. You just take the other.
Oh, why couldn't they?
Yeah. Okay, I'm just wondering.
The Wizards are willing to eat a bunch of the salary.
Yeah, we'll eat
$100 million
of it. Just take him.
And look, I can see
Kyle Kuzma's a better player than what I thought, but I still kind of believe he's a dime a dozen. You cannot commit and pay him big money over a bunch of years. He's not special. He's shooting 33% from the 3-point line. Yeah, 21 points. Great. 21 points on a crappy team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, we just looked it up. Kelly Oubre is averaging 20 points this year for the Charlotte Hornets.
Everybody averages 20.
Exactly. It's my point. It's not special.
Well, no one ever said he was special.
It just said very good.
Nobody in this room said he was special.
And we might have been wrong, but we said he was very good.
Now, he's coming off two awful games, one where he hurt his ankle and went 0-for, and the other one he had, 13 points or 10 points?
Oh, man. SpotTrack has an option where I can trade away Bradley Beal to any team in the NBA. This might be the rest of my afternoon.
You mean it has a trade simulator?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see who I'm going to deal him for. I'm going to play GM over here.
I don't think anybody. Is there a team out there with a rich owner that's on the verge that could say, you know what? I'm going to pay this. I don't care. I just want to win this year. Just put
maybe
the
Lakers would be desperate because they whiffed on
LeBron's
Kyrie.
Salary, AD salary, and then Brad?
Find a way. You find a way. But you want to talk.
See if there's a way you can trade him to the Lakers.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
For Westbrook?
Here.
You want Westbrook back?
Anybody, it has cares.
Because that's who you'd have to get back.
Okay, but what is Westbrook's deal? Is it?
He's got 1 year left.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to trade Brad to the Lakers.
Because the whole idea is you're just trying to get out from underneath the contract.
Get Westbrook
but I know,
back.
But why would the Lakers take all of that money?
Well, I'm saying because they think he could put him over the top and make them instantly.
That's
incredible.
Their big three: Beal,
Brad,
LeBron, and AD.
You could do a 1-for-1 Westbrook for Beal if you wanted.
I'm in.
You would do that. I would do that.
Definitely.
Get Tommy on the board.
Hey, Draddy, wouldn't you do? You would do that in a heartbeat. If you're the Wizards,
I would do anything to
If you were the Wizards, if you're the Lakers, you're not
if
doing
the Lakers, you're doing it though because you say, well, LeBron and Brad and AD, give me a shot. That's a pretty darn good triumph.
It's a shot to win a final.
Shot
they can win.
Shot to get to the finals.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
No. To get to the finals?
Hey, you should be the salesman.
They're out of the playoffs. They're not even in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'll be the salesman for the deal.
Unfortunately, there's two guys in this town who wouldn't do that trade, and they work for the Wizards.
That's not true. I believe they would do it.
The Wizards.
I believe he would do that.
They had a chance to let him leave.
No, but now he sees he's always hurt. I think he would do it now.
Yeah, but and then he'd shoot himself in the foot again.
Who?
Ted and Tommy.
Yeah,
then they signed Kuzma, and then they'd be effed again.
Yeah, maybe.
It is. No, I just think it's untradeable.
You could trade it for LeBron.
LeBron to D.C.?
I would be psyched.
It's a valid trade.
Hey, I would
in 2 years, LeBron and Bronny. We always said, would you draft Bronny, overdraft him just to get LeBron for a year?
Because LeBron's going to go play wherever Bronny is.
Yeah. So let's trade him for LeBron.
You can trade for Anthony Davis. If you want to trade one guy that's hurt for a guy that's always hurt.
Hey,
you want to do that deal?
You trade it for LeBron. I mean, trade the whole team for LeBron.
Of course you would.
Start over. You would, even though he's 40.
You're just grasping.
Start over. Build around LeBron.
Yeah, I mean,
he's going to play 1 year with Bronny, then he's going to retire.
Yeah, that's all right. As JP said, he's still putting up huge numbers.
He's putting up great numbers.
I don't know what he's doing.
He's averaging 30 points a game.
He's on some sort of something.
Still shooting 50% from the field, 7 rebounds, 4.7 assists. Or I might have reversed those. But
no, it's kind of depressing when you think about the future
There's
of the Wizards.
There's basically no future.
And the other thing about the Wizards is just think about how many times they had really high draft picks. You know, 1-1, 1-3, 1-4. And those guys either were complete busts or they just underachieved.
1-6.
I would say John Wall was a good number one draft choice. Now, was he Giannis? No, but he was good enough. The glory years of getting to the second round of the playoffs.
So you're telling me they didn't underachieve as a team drafting him 1-1?
Yeah, but it's not
a total
win. They
drafted Bradley Beal 1-3.
Yeah.
So he had 1-1 and 1-3, and they can't win 50 games.
It's impossible.
That's just underachieving. I'm sorry. It just is. They had Kwame. Complete whiff.
Will they win 50 games before
Vesely
Eric
complete
Bickle
whiff.
Is 60? Because he's the oldest junk.
No.
7 years, they can't hit 50 wins?
They've gone 40 without doing it. Why are they going to do
I'm
it
kind
the
of grasping.
Time?
We're going to find the next Wembanyama.
Think about how banged up when Bradley Beal is in the last year of that deal, since he gets hurt all the time now.
Right.
In another 3 years.
When he's 33.
Think about how banged up he's going to be.
He'll
probably play a quarter of the season.
I'm going to predict we're going to find a sucker, and we're going to get rid of this.
We're going to unload Bradley Beal?
Mm-hmm. Maybe in the last year of the deal, but not this year.
Let me just say this about Beal. Like, you're going to be disappointed, but the guys drafted around him. All right, Anthony Davis was the number one pick in that draft. The number two pick was Michael Kidd-Gilchrist from Kentucky.
Okay.
The number four pick drafted right after Bradley Beal, Deion Waiters. Beal's pretty good draft choice right there.
Compared to who
compared
was drafted
to those guys,
around
yes.
Now, Damian Lillard was drafted six. I'd rather have Dame.
But they just, my point
he
is, as an individual talent, okay, but they haven't won as a team.
That is
they
true.
They drafted all these guys high. They just haven't done anything.
Nope.
And yet they still get pretty good support. That's what's amazing.
Kind of surprising to me.
That's what's amazing.
You need to drop off like the Hoyas to lose support.
Yeah.
Did you say 1-31?
Yes, in the conference.
And there are a lot of close games.
That's why I'm saying, you know what? You got to look at the coaches.
Well, what I was joking about during the break,
close games,
with Jason, I was like, they need to have, you know how Scott Turner's got a pass coordinator? They need a end-of-the-game coordinator.
They definitely have X's and O's guys on that staff.
Sure.
They've got guys who
know. Those down. I don't understand. That's why it is coaching. I'm
sure coaching has something to do with it.
Because
yes.
When you have that many games where you're close with 5 minutes to go, your coaches have to be able to close a couple of those out.
But you know
what? When you're 1-31, you can't blame all of it on coaching. It's not like they're losing every game by two.
This is where Patrick has to walk into the school president and say, "It's over. Just give me my money, and I'll walk away gracefully."
Well, they
as
will.
I can.
They will at the end of the year.
Yeah, like
the end of the year.
Like he can't come back for another year of this.
Why? He probably wants the opportunity to turn it around.
No,
What if he goes on another Big East tournament run?
I think he's zero chance.
He's over it.
This was
zero chance. You would have given him zero chance a couple years ago when they won the Big East tournament.
No, they weren't as
he's
bad as this.
He's one of the world's greatest competitors, obviously. Look at what he did as a pro. But even he's looking at the wreckage of the program and saying, I've had enough. I can't take more of this. It's going to kill me if I come back for another year.
No, they're going to agree to part ways, but you're going to have to wait till the end of the year.
Right.
They're going to give him a big sack of money to go away.
He's got a big buyout.
End of an era.
Yep.
And then it's basically going to turn into DePaul.
I want to say it's 13 to 15 million.
They've already turned into DePaul.
But I mean,
they're
worse
than DePaul.
DePaul used to have like the Meyer legacy.
Yeah.
And then it just went into the toilet.
Right.
That's what's going
to
happen.
If you look at the next, they play seven more games, conference games. All right. They're going to go to Providence. They ain't winning that game. Marquette's legit. They're going to come here. They're going to lose that game. So they're going to be 1-14. At Seton Hall, probably lose, be tough. Butler's not good, so maybe you got a chance at Butler. St. John's here, Providence again at Creighton, losers.
They lost to Butler by 29 last time.
I'm just saying Butler's not very good.
You should take whatever you have in your FanDuel
account. They might go 1-19.
Just roll your whole nut every night against them and see what happens. Just roll the dice.
Money line.
You mean money line against them. Yeah, but you're not making any money back.
That's okay.
Because the odds
you'll be so better, though, if you pull an upset.
But I'm just saying, they might win one of those seven, but I could see them losing all seven, going 1-19 in the conference.
Got to take a break if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention prize piggies, before the show is done today, so in about 30-ish minutes or so, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Coheed and Cambria's Never Ender Tour with special guest Def Heaven. It's coming to the Fillmore Silver Spring May 1st, so keep listening for your chance to score those tickets. You don't have to pay for them. They're free, so keep listening.
Freebies.
Yes, people love freebies. People love free.
It's probably a good show, too.
Probably is.
I hate laughing at memes and GIFs. I feel like a loser.
I love laughing at them.
Because my wife used to always show me stuff which she would think is funny.
Yeah.
And she'd show me on her phone or on the iPad.
It's never funny. Do you ever hear a fake then, laugh?
Yeah, sometimes you have the courtesy laugh. But now I find myself laughing at some of these goofy responses to the Madonna picture.
Maybe it's
that
not,
we put up at Sports Junkies Radio.
I mean, is that one of the worst pictures you've ever seen? Can you believe that's Madonna? That was like a sex icon.
What did she do to herself?
She actually looks kind of like a Gorgon, like a Medusa, like in that picture. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to be mean. Like, it's just that's kind of what her face and her hair looks like.
Well, she's getting real close to that cat lady, right? That infamous cat lady in New York.
Yeah.
She's had like a ton of plastic surgery. She's like 80 years old, and she just, you know, looks bizarre.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of these IG responses. What the hell is that? Looks like the character from the Saw horror flicks.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of horror flicks, Jason, I saw a flick this weekend that my kids were recommending to me, and I was just kind of snoozing on it, but my wife fell asleep at about 9:30 on Saturday night. So I was like,
is this Netflix?
No, this is on, I think HBO Max was the platform.
All right.
Barbarian, starring Justin Long.
That's a horror flick?
It's definitely a horror flick. I don't know if Drab T-Shirt has seen it.
I've seen it. It's awesome. It's one of the best movies of last year.
I thought it was really well done. I give it 4.5 cake batters. Yeah. It's very creepy. It's very well done. But it's also very disturbing.
What's the number one thing that makes a movie a horror flick? Like, what is it? It's just like slash and gore?
No, I think suspense, like, being on the edge of your seat.
I mean, that's
different than horror.
That was a big genre back in like the 80s through like early
2000s. Is this like an evil spiritual type?
Just being scared. Being scary.
Killer.
There's
evil spirits in the house, in an old haunted house or something.
There's something evil in a house. Okay. I'll just leave it at that.
It's a basement movie. There's something in the basement.
There's something in the basement. And you can never really see it.
You
do see it?
You see it. And once you see it, you'll never unsee it.
Oh, I'm out. I'm
Jason,
out.
I want you to watch Barbarian and give me your review at some point.
I've seen movies a lot scarier than that, than Barbarian.
Sure,
it's a really good movie for that genre.
Yeah.
You know what? I wanted to see Knock at the Cabin, which Kevin raved about, gave it a 4.5.
Yep.
And I'm wondering, so
I'm gonna see it tomorrow.
I got home and nobody was home. And I looked, and it was at 12:30, and it's an hour and a half movie. You don't have to pick up Isabella till 3.
Sweet spot.
I called Kelsey, and she's like, I don't like watching movies. Do kids like going to movies anymore? Now she's 22. It'd be individual.
I mean,
I know the Regal Movie Theater in Rockville. Dunsky. Closing.
That's depressing. That's my one-seat movie theater. Not that I go to the movie a ton. Done. That's my go-to.
Because no one goes to theater
I'm wondering
anymore?
If nobody goes. And when I looked up that movie, Knock at the Cabin, there were like two movies I had heard of, and everything else was like, what? And we have Kevin on every week.
Yeah, but I don't really listen to him.
Yeah, we should probably
But you
back.
Don't really go to the movies anymore. You used to. No. Are people done going to the movies?
I just think Netflix now. You got too many choices.
I think the percentage of movies that I just want to see has just gone down.
Yeah, I can't
because it's
one
all Marvel stuff, and I can't get into Marvels.
Well, I can tell you this: Barbarian is not MCU.
Who's the mother? Is the mother really scary?
The last.
He's trying to get you to give away the movie.
Yeah, I don't
want
to give away too much. I want you to watch it. It's an hour and 40 minutes. It's not going to take too much of your time.
The mother likes to kill people in the basement.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to give you any more details than that.
The last movie I saw in theater, and it was probably 2 years before, was Top Gun Maverick. And when was that? A year ago?
Was it like Memorial Day of last year?
Yeah. No other movie has moved me to go see it.
My wife and I saw, and it was just like a date night movie. Clooney was in like some rom-com a couple months
Julia
ago.
Julia Roberts, I know the
It wasn't bad.
About.
I mean, well, I can't the only thing that I'll say about the movies now, like if you're doing the cliche, going to see the movie, you know, going to take your wife or girlfriend to the movies. No, is you can have good food and a beer. Like I had an IPA. Like it's.
I guess.
You know, it's more of an experience.
I like popcorn and just like
we can do popcorn.
Yeah, redneck guzzler and a popcorn. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good to go.
I like to just get just sick and gross. I feel like I got to puke.
Throw some Sour Patch Kids in there. Yeah. Oh, you got an afternoon.
Then I always know, why did I do this? I always feel that way afterwards.
But then I saw like later in the day. So I was thinking about seeing that, but I didn't want to go see it by myself. Kelsey turns me down. It's like, I don't really like sitting through movies.
There is a special sort of you feel like a real loser sitting in a movie theater by yourself. Because I've been there, done that. Haven't done it in a while, but it does make you feel like a social outcast at times.
Well,
like
I was
just sitting there by yourself.
Maybe I was better off not seeing it because then I saw somebody tweeted who had seen it Thursday night who just ripped it. Just one person was like, you know, Kevin can get a little, he's got his favorite directors, he's got his favorite actors. He can get it a little over his skis at times.
I need to check it on Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm still waiting to hear from someone that saw You People on Netflix. I watched it last night.
I liked it.
I only got through about 45 minutes. It was just too sort of like over the top with the cliches.
It's a lot of setup.
It's not
it gets funnier. Alley. The second half is better than the first half.
All right. Well, and I was waiting. Was Eddie Murphy?
Did you watch
ever
the car scene?
I don't think I did.
You know what?
Because I started 43%
fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Dude, that's crazy.
That's not great.
But that cat, the cast on it is ridiculous.
80 for Brady had a 20% higher rating.
I can't believe they made that.
What's 80
movie.
For Brady?
80 for Brady.
Oh, and the old ladies. Yeah.
I'll pay you to go see that movie.
Why would I see that?
You wouldn't.
No, the one that my Dina's cousin said I got to watch that show on Netflix about the 100 or whatever. Have you seen that?
So no.
It's one of the top trending things right now. And I think it's like some sort of like...
Oh, it's like a Squid Game
like a
ripoff,
Squid Game
but they do
thing.
I like
physical
Squid
stuff.
Game.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll say about the You People. So it's a you watch basically the setup. The setup is Jonah Hill, white, Jewish,
right,
falls in love with a black girl. The parents are Eddie Murphy and Neil Long.
Yeah.
And then... The Jewish parents are
David Duchovny
and
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Right. Well, that doesn't come into the mix until like once they finally hook up, and then they got to meet the parents.
No,
you didn't even get to
that.
The meet the parents
no,
part.
I saw that. I saw that.
It gets better once they meet the parents.
It's fine. It's all just too much like the Jewish stereotypes, you know, and the black stereotypes.
I thought that you like racial humor.
I do. I love all of it, but it was so over the top. They went for every single one. Yeah. And then I honestly watched it because I wanted Eddie Murphy to be funny. I love Eddie Murphy. And he's just like being like sophisticated.
I think he's a straight man mostly.
He's a straight man now.
Don't like that.
What the hell happened to him?
Not a fan of that.
That's so bizarre.
Well, wasn't he unfunny when they did the Saturday Night Live reunion?
I'm telling you, he got. I think he's scared to be funny now.
Go back and rewatch Trading Places with him and Dan Aykroyd. You
and
will laugh.
I think it'll make me sad.
It might.
But as Kevin said, he was like 21 when he did that. He's
Knock at the Cabin tomorrow, 12:20. I'm going to go see it.
Dan Barbarian. Put it on your list.
Barbarian, yeah, I might watch that today.
I think you
After
should.
I watch Pebble, I got to watch the last nine holes of Pebble.
Oh, yeah. What time is that, Valdez? Is that
about an hour and a half.
The Pebble's going to put you to sleep, and you're not going to be able to watch Barbarian.
For Justin Rose. No. I want to see, is Justin still like two shots?
You're the only person in America
you're
who's
for Denny McCarthy.
Justin Rose is Justin Rose is watching paint dry.
No, I like Justin Rose.
And he's a cantankerous little... D.
I actually like Justin Rose.
I hate Justin Rose.
Hey, why are you out on Pebble Beach, Valdez? Because
there's a lot of things wrong with the tournament.
He just doesn't like the field.
So you used to be into it, but now you're not.
The field is awful, and it's because of the PGA scheduling. So they have two premier events that sandwich this event, and the field itself had over half the players were ranked 300 or worse. There's only 21 of the top 100 players.
I mean, when Jeff Ogilvie's making the cut, it's just kind of an issue.
Noble Beach.
And then they have.
But I love it because if you've been there, you just appreciate all of the
holes.
You love the holes. You appreciate all of the overheads.
That's a great part about it. But you know, there's some people who have, and then they're playing
99.9%.
All right, but there's also a problem where the tournament itself is antiquated, but they've done it for so long that they can't really change it. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. That probably doesn't make so much sense to you. And you have three courses that you need to have cameras on.
Yeah.
It's a bad event. It's held at an awful time in Monterey where the weather stinks.
Those guys
sometimes. Last year, the weather wasn't bad. It's hit or miss.
This time of the year, it's hit or miss. It's more miss than hit.
I love it, but I'm a golf geek.
I mean,
Can anybody find a Ron Rivera score?
Yeah, but he doesn't like the fact that Joseph Bramlett is in the final pairing. You know, he doesn't like that.
Well, I mean, I watch it.
I know, but you want the bigger names.
No, Pebble Beach is an iconic golf course, and it's like a putt-putt course now with all of these with Ben Silverman playing in it.
Well, it's a shorter course too. But I will say this: they got the smallest greens on tour, so you've got to still play well. And if it's windy there, it's a big time challenge.
I know, but they call it when it gets windy.
Well, I mean, the balls, it was hailing.
I know it was hailing, but they called it for wind on Saturday because Justin Rose is a D-bag who complains about everything.
Justin Rose.
I do hate Justin Rose.
Didn't realize.
But I'm glad there's a Monday finish, and we need Denny McCarthy to probably birdie two of the final three. He's got a 14-foot putt on 16. He's got to come up. That's going to be difficult to make your first putt 14 feet, but he's got 17 and 18. He's probably going to have to birdie both of them.
So he's right there? I didn't realize he was right there.
He's tied for a second. There's like two or three players.
I didn't realize players. He was that close.
He shot 29 on the front yesterday.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah. I've seen a caddy collapse.
Because he was...
I know, that was bad.
That was terrible. Because he was like at 7 under when I last saw at
Correct.
The end of his third
he
round.
He played the front nine and whatever. He was 7 birdies.
Yeah. Well, that's sick.
So that's today at 11, Cake. So you can get home. You can race home and put on the Golf Channel at 11
yeah,
and watch
so sure.
Justin Rose's back nine.
That caddy that collapsed, they gave him like CPR, but I think he survived, right?
I didn't hear that he passed.
I think so, yeah. I think he did.
Yeah, that was kind of scary.
All right, we have a giveaway when we come back, Cakesy?
Yes, we do. We have a pair of tickets to go see Coheed and Cambria. They are coming to the Fillmore Silver Spring on May 1st.
What's that lead singer's name? He sings the high notes. We had him in studio.
He can belt him out. I can't remember his name.
What's his name?
I'll look it up during
Claudio
the night.
Sanchez.
There you go.
All right, keep listening for your chance to win those tickets before the show is done. PVI Office Furniture. They've been servicing the DMV since 1992. That is a long time, my friends. The showroom in Frederick, Maryland is awesome. Check it out today. They're open 6 days a week with both new and used solutions to fit any budget, even for you squeakers. Quick delivery on everything in stock, like the X chair that I'm sitting in right now. So don't wait. Get out to Frederick today and find out why PVI Office Furniture has been the DMV's go-to office furniture resource for 30 years. Fast delivery, excellent service. Business grows with PVI. Visit PVIPVI.com for more information.
You know, I was just thinking, when Aaron Rodgers and his partner, you know, they won.
Ben Silverman.
They won the $10,000. That's all they get for winning it. They get a nice trophy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he lets Silverman keep the 10K? Because, I mean, Aaron Rodgers needs it like a hole in the head. That guy was on the Corn Ferry Tour.
Yeah, probably he should. Yeah, he should hook
him. I would guess. Or give it to charity. I don't know.
No, give it to the golfer. He needs it.
He might need it. You're probably right.
You see you finished third? Marty Fish, your boy.
Well, he's a baller.
Yeah.
You got to watch that document on Netflix.
Yeah, on Marty Fish. Been out there for a long time.
Yeah, I didn't know it. I stumbled on it yesterday.
Up. People are calling us up and saying, yeah, you're on the dock.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Cakes is on there. Anyway. Cakes says, one guy you got to root for is Marty Fish.
Is he? He's
hold on.
All
wait a second.
PG'd out.
He still had the PG County going
did
on.
Did I really?
Yeah.
I hadn't shed the townie accent
well, I mean,
at that
what
point.
What was that? 12 years ago or something?
Hmm.
Might have been longer.
See if
that.
You can find. Can you find
Marty
that audio?
Fish hit number 7 in the world. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
He went from good. This is crazy. He went from 143 in the world, and he said, "I get too tired. Late in matches, I get too tired."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
what
he
was
went
his
on.
Fix?
He just cut out everything. He cut out carbs and no alcohol. And
he had to have some carbs.
He was working out. Well, maybe something.
No
I'm just saying. He changed his diet.
Yeah.
And he no alcohol, and he worked out a million times a day, and he was doing this and that. He didn't never saw his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He dedicated like an entire year to just get in great shape so he could last 5 sets with some of the really good players that just wore him down before. And he did. And he got up to number 7 in the world.
And then how did
but
he
it
bottom
took,
out?
It took its toll
the
up here.
The psychological toll is what made him crash, and then
he turned
pro for golf. I believe he turned well, I guess he's playing in the pro-am, but
yeah.
I think he tried to turn pro with
golf. But he quit. He was playing in the U.S. Open against Federer, and he just quit.
Right.
He didn't even show up.
Marty Fish, greater than sign, banned Fish.
Yes.
I just don't understand the mania behind Fish. P-H-I-S-H, I believe.
People follow him all over the country,
people do love them.
People get butt size.
People are big fans.
Yeah. Well,
I'm looking at the trailer trying to see if Cakes' dome pops up, but it doesn't look like he made the trailer.
I think it's so far ago that...
Do they actually have his pic? They have the picture of him?
It's or is so it just... far in the past because I've seen the clip that I didn't have any facial hair.
Correct.
And that's a long... Yeah. That's
15 years ago.
Right.
Clean shaven.
I've been going with the just trim every day bit because I can do that in my car.
You and Kevin Willard. Growing some stuff.
I heard of Kevin Willard. I didn't notice
right.
it, but I heard
he
that.
Is.
When you do it in your car, where does the hair go?
In his car.
All over my shirt.
Duh, where else would it go?
That's what I'm saying, though. Right. Like, how could you do that? It goes all over your shirt?
Yeah, and I still have some on my shirt. I mean, who cares? I don't know.
That's He's a dude. Man on the go. He's always in his car. He's got a shave there, too.
Yeah. Takes, did you give away the tickets?
I have not. I'm going to give them away before the show is done. Which
Show's
is soon.
Almost done.
It's very soon.
All right, stay tuned
so
for
here's
that.
So here's a question for you. When you have a cold, and I'm fighting a cold,
okay.
Can you? They always say that the saunas get the toxins out.
They always say?
Yes. Can you get a sauna while you have a cold? Does that make it worse for you, though?
Oh, my Dr. Cakes.
I'm asking you because you're probably going to get dehydrated, which probably makes it worse for you. But the good part is you suck out all the...
I would continue the sauna treatments.
Yeah, I think I'm going to...
Just drink a bunch of water while you're in the sauna. And you're
right,
good.
Right. No, I'm going to go dry until Friday.
I need to...
I haven't done that in a long time. I haven't gone 4 days. People did dry January. Yep. I struggle with like dry Monday.
Yeah.
I don't know how anybody... Valdez, did you do it? You tried to do it, right?
I did it.
Did you do it easy? No problem?
Yeah, I'm still... haven't had anything.
Really? Have you lost like 5 or 10 pounds?
I don't know. I haven't weighed myself.
I heard you saying that some of the Karina was out throwing out compliments to everybody.
She was swooning when I was at getting coffee
oh,
one morning.
Oh, really?
Swooning? She's telling me, she says, well, how do you look so skinny? I said, I'm doing CrossFit and I'm doing dry January.
People who do CrossFit love to tell
we
you.
I love telling drab.
They love telling you they're flipping tires.
Isn't CrossFit just like wacky? Like
it's very different. It's very different.
It's like totally.
Yes.
Don't people like break their backs doing it? And
I
stuff?
Don't know.
I think it's
kind of.
It's if you're unathletic and old.
It consumes his life. We have a meeting, an annual meeting with CK today at 11 a.m.
It's annual?
Well, it's just like we talk about
your year
our
in review.
Year in review,
yeah.
And this morning,
Valdez goes,
bad mouth,
you guys.
Valdez goes, hey, Let's ask CK if we can move that meeting up. I got to go to CrossFit.
Yeah. I have a work. Well, I have a WOD today.
Do you have
I
a class, do. A what? Particular group of people that you
yeah,
work out
yeah,
with?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Noon. Noon.
And so do you, what do you guys do? Like all like cleans and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, we do cleans and clean and jerks.
Yeah. Clean with a bunch yeah. of jerks.
Pull-ups.
Pull-ups. Bunch of sit-ups, the assault basic. Bike.
You're so
rowing
heavy,
machine.
Though. You can't, I mean, no disrespect.
What? I can do
a
pull-up.
You could do like, yeah, you can't do a rack
I can't do. I can't do 15.
Hey, yeah, yeah,
I can do a hand. I can do a handful of pull-ups.
With your rant against cyclists earlier, you might want to skip the bike, Ricky.
There's a new one that's blowing up called F45.
What is that?
I think it's kind of like cross. You know what? I'm not
he
sure.
Does that.
I just know
yeah,
it's yeah. No, no, but I mean, I haven't taken the class. It's like a new minutes. Thing. It's a program.
Did you see?
It's, I would guess it's like CrossFit meets Orange Theory.
Yeah. Did you see there's a big like boxing gym over here by one of the buildings?
Yes.
Have you driven
yeah.
by
I've
it?
I've seen
yeah,
it.
I've
seen
never
it.
Seen anybody
never
in there.
Never seen one soul in there.
CrossFit, there's this machine that you use. It's called the skier. It's where you ski.
Skier?
And all I can think about is that poor woman yeah. that Brett and Hales had yeah. sitting between them. Going like this.
She's very busy.
You boys want to go skiing with me?
Can you imagine?
Two different size poles.
I'm dripping with sweat and I'm just laughing, thinking about her.
But when
you boys want to go skiing with me?
When I drove by that boxing gym, I was like, wow, I can't even believe that. So it's obviously a chain, right? It's
yeah, but it just, I just down over here, just open. But those things are all very early morning and then evening and night classes.
You're nobody goes a lot in
the day. Nobody like 11 a.m. Yeah.
It's oh, all people, yeah, nobody correct. Goes individually. It's just all classes.
Well, you can. Mm-hmm. I walk by. There's a few people in there.
Are you, the you used to do that, right? Didn't you go to some of those boxing gyms?
Yeah, but it's at night. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like it?
I loved it. Yeah.
You did. Why'd you stop going?
I moved to Loudoun County. But we're not beating the heavy bag like this lame stuff down the street.
No.
We're, you know.
You're doing
yeah,
like
partner.
Close combat.
Yeah, sparring partner.
Yeah.
Krav Maga.
Did you close get your ass fighting. Kicked when you did that?
All the time.
Yeah.
The kind of the fun
yeah.
part of it.
That is the fun part?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's
Muay
no.
Muay Thai is the art of eight limbs kicks.
I didn't know that.
There's no better feeling than after you get your ass kicked.
Oh,
in one,
I've been
in one of these classes.
Vouch there are better feelings.
It sucks. The entire 45 minutes, hour, it sucks.
But
as
then
soon
when
as
you're
you,
leaving.
But as soon as you finish, there's this euphoria. Mm. That sets in your body.
That's how I feel when I get out of the sauna.
you love you some sauna.
I'm telling you, that sauna tent I bought for $120.
You've
bucks.
Used yep. it. How many times have you used it? 20?
No, maybe 8 or so. Mm-hmm. My kids have used it a couple times, whatever. It's the best purchase I've ever made. It's the best $120 anybody can spend. You get it for $100.
The bargain.
It's the best $100.
It's good
my
for
kid
you
went
too.
In the sauna on Saturday after his
did
wrestling
meet.
He had
it?
A couple matches. He loved it. He did 7 minutes.
Seven,
he said, was that a long time? I was like, I don't think so.
No. You really to get a, you really should try to go 20 minutes, I think, to get the best benefits. But it's hard to breathe in those things. But mine, your head pops out.
Yep, you're good.
So you're money.
He's right. just trying to make weight.
10th right. caller right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score a pair of tickets to Coheed and Cambria's Never Ender Tour with special guest Def Heaven at the Fillmore, Silver Spring. The date of the show is May 1st at 8 p.m. Buy your tickets at LiveNation.com. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. So call in 800-636-1067. Win them for free.
Got to get out of here for Bish Bucks Cakes. EBM JP, we will see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next right here on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.